Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis. It's Thursday, December 27th, 2012.
Episode 8.45, the Week 17 finale preview show.
Also known as the last show of this
2012.
Week. 2012. No, we're probably going to do one next week. A review show on New Year's Eve.
2012 ends.
On Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So we'll probably do a Monday show. So we don't.
We'll do a Monday show.
Do you want to do it on Tuesday during all the bowl games? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
Certainly don't want to do it
we're
Monday.
We're certainly
either.
Not going to. Do you want to do it late Sunday night?
Ooh.
No.
After
the Cowboys destroy the Redskins or lose.
Yeah, or lose. That's funny.
Yeah.
Because I know you're not taking the Cowboys. We'll just get that one right out the
bag
right now.
Well, there we are. Out there with Jeff Picks already.
I'm just saying. I know you, and you're not taking the
– I take the Cowboys a lot.
You're taking the Redskins in this game.
But I take the –
I am almost
–
when I came in here this morning, I said, I know we are going to differ in El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana because there's absolutely no way – Jeffrey's taking the Cowboys.
Why
am
is there
right?
No way? Why is there no way?
Before I click us in with the intro, am I right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Well, going to make you make that the challenge game.
You can't make me make me make
it's
me.
It's going to be because we're going to agree on all the other picks.
Unlikely. Because, Steven, the fact is I'm taking an inordinate number of home teams this week.
I've got almost all home teams except for Cowboys.
Oh, come on. You looked at my picks.
I haven't even looked at your pick. Have you even put them on our website?
No,
there
but
you go.
I hide them when I do because I like your default. Show the world Jeff's picks.
It's your default.
Just my account.
You said it at one point to be your
you
default.
You don't have the sophistication in the programming to make it a default.
Yes,
you do not.
I do.
You do not.
It's not the default for me.
Well, then isn't that nice to be you? In NFL news, Mark Sanchez will start the finale because McElroy's hurt. And that leaves Tim Tebow scratching his nards going, what exactly does a brother have to do to play around here?
He has a concussion.
But answer my question. What on earth does a brother have to do to play in that town? I mean, he gets paid a lot of money to do nothing.
Tim Tebow,
yeah.
What does he got to do?
I called it. You know, when I wrote in my last power rankings that maybe will ever be done, I said, he's an impotent bystander.
Oh, my
gosh.
I didn't do power rankings.
No, we're so on vacation.
We are on vacation.
I got a call from Will last night.
Yes.
And Will's like, I don't seem to have a midweek piece for you guys for TalkSport.
Because
there isn't one. And I'm sending a note off to Sky Sports News Radio to say, just make sure you pilfer something from our TV piece tomorrow to run on the weekend because we're not doing anything for that either.
Right.
So take our TV piece and just make something that works for radio, and good luck with that.
Yes.
Because, look, we're on vacation, man.
We are.
It's the
holiday
season. Loop-de-doo.
It's the holidays. And speaking of the holidays, the Pro Bowl selections.
Oh, God. Can I go? Why? I didn't come in for this. I did not come in
the
for
Pro
this.
The Pro Bowl selections have been made.
Congratulations, 49ers, with guys with 9 picks. Okay. 9 players selected. Congratulations.
There was another team, I think.
Whatevs. Steven, when I turn on NFL Total Access last night, and they're very excited. This
Niners
is the Pro Bowl selection show. I deleted it from the DVR. I'm like, wow, so I don't really have to watch NFL Total Access today. I only watch for all y'all out there. All y'all listening, that's why I watch, is to make sure I'm up to date. But the Pro Bowl doesn't matter, so I skipped watching that yesterday.
Niners with 9, Texans with 8, and the New England Patriots with 7. That is your top 3 teams with players in the Pro Bowl. I'm just a little surprised Jeffrey's giving a little clap to the people.
Congratulations. I'm happy for the players and the teams.
Yeah, it's great. Well, it's just great for them. It's they get dumb. A little, you know, they get a little extra cashish.
Little blingy blingy.
You know, our great listener Soapy Cheese.
Yeah.
Asked via Twitter, why didn't Andrew Luck make it? And I'm like, well,
he didn't play that well.
Who are you going to
remove from the squad? Because
Peyton Manning? Brady? No.
You can't just have as many guys as you want on the team.
Yeah, exactly. I am a little disappointed that Victor Cruz got in over Dez Bryant.
If you go back to the beginning of the season, Victor Cruz
had
is the
drops,
only reason.
He had many
drops, but so did Jason Witten.
Okay.
Jason Witten's had a great season.
Yes.
So Victor Cruz
one game of drops. Victor Cruz consistently dropped passes in multiple games.
He's targeted more than anybody.
The Giants from winning some of those
games. I would say
games.
The only reason they had a decent record of 8 wins right now is because of Victor Cruz in games.
Look, Dez got over 400 yards more than Victor Cruz, got several touchdowns more than Victor Cruz. I have no idea why he got in over Dez. And you know what? And not just Dez Bryant. If I was Roddy White, I'd be saying, how come Victor Cruz is in
before
me?
Roddy White was inconsistent.
And Victor Cruz was not. Yeah, I just documented multiple games.
Well documented.
That he had many drops and was
well documented.
Very inconsistent. He is probably the only player that I do not like.
You're only what?
Just like what? Everyone else is pretty much okay.
You're okay with that? No massive snubs of large magnitude.
No, Mike Iupati.
Mike Iupati.
Yes, Iupati.
No, Iupati. Actually,
not potty.
I may potty during the show, but I'll let everybody know when that's happening.
You know, I think there were a couple other guards on the offensive side of the bar that Mike
it's a lot easier when you're picking out new San Francisco 49ers players just to keep ticking them off, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, let's just keep going. Let's keep rolling.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
We love the 49ers.
Look, your potty's great. I like him a lot, but whether or not he has...
It's your potty and I cry if I want to. All right, that's all that we're going
to
do on the Pro Bowl because we know Jeff hates it.
I do hate it.
But speaking of the San Francisco 49ers, it is being reported that Justin Smith has a partial triceps tear.
This is a very, very bad
thing. Another major injury for the San Francisco 49ers.
Look, this team has not been the same since Justin Smith has left with injury. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
It hasn't been the same on the defense side of the ball.
That's
sure.
what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
You know, part of the reason that Alden has such a ridiculous time with assaulting people is because frequently it's Justin that opens the door.
Yes, it is.
He says, come slap this guy.
It is his, you know, well, you know, you can't just say, well, let's double Alden. Well, no, what are you going to do with Justin over on the other side?
Yeah.
So, yes.
It's been a difficulty, and they have not played that well since he went down in the middle of the Patriots game.
But unfortunately, they thought it was just an elbow injury, and now it's a partially torn left triceps. And
what's his prognosis there for?
His prognosis is that he may be out for the rest of the year. They haven't decided that yet.
Very frustrating.
They have not decided what they're going to do just yet. And finally, this will segue us into El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana. Veteran wide receiver of the Dallas Cowboys, Drew Pearson, has come out and kind of been a little Greg Williams-like in saying that the Dallas Cowboys must get after Robert Griffin III, and they should knock him around, hit him around, and that he advocates the team to take personal foul penalties, regardless of flags, just hit him!
Should he hit him maybe in the head? Should he target his knee?
No, he didn't go that far.
Come on, Greg. Robert.
Drew,
stop it, Drew. Stop it. Yes. Have you been paying any attention to the amount of troubles? The reason that the Saints are going to finish with not a winning record this season, whether they finish 500, that's to be seen. But whether or not you will not finish with a winning record is because of comments like that.
Yes.
Now, you are not on the team, so therefore, you know, you're allowed. Just got a tweet from my daughter. She's skateboarding over to her best friend's house on her brand new pink skateboard.
Pink skateboard?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You need to warm up the rave cave. I know you are comfortable, but I am not.
What did you, didn't you, I heat myself in the car ride over here.
Well, I'm glad you heat yourself up.
Do you not do that?
I do not do that.
I preheat. It's like an oven. I preheat in the car, then when I come into the cave, it's cold, and it feels like, okay. But I tell you, this cave, we've got to do something about the cave, Steven. At least some insulation between the rocks.
Insulation, I mean, seriously. Between the rocks.
Well, what do we
do? How do you do insulation between rocks?
Maybe we could squirt some of that foam stuff between all the rocks. You know that insulation that, like, grows? You squirt it, and it just grows.
Okay.
Well, there it is. See, Miranda, do not trust him for your contracting needs. Don't hire him, because he doesn't know about the cool new insulation.
Let's start
with... In this time, I've had time to finish all the lines.
I'm glad
and work
for
them
you.
In. I'm so excited.
El juego grande estupendo de la semana! In a game that has been flexed to Sunday night football for the second year in a row, the Dallas Cowboys get moved to the final game of the season, which I believe is advantage the team they're going to play against.
Why not the advantage to the team that's done it a few times? That'd be the Cowboys. They seem to be in this position a lot.
Yeah. Because it's advantage one to the Washington Redskins. They will know, heading into this game, the results of all the other games.
Uh-huh.
That affects teams. Knowing the outcome affects teams.
Knowing that you lie, straight face while I cried.
Same thing happened. You know, Giants knew the outcome going into that final game. It affects teams.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
The only way it can't negatively affect Dallas. It can negatively affect Washington.
No.
Because if...
It negatively affects Dallas if Washington knows Vikings won, Bears won, Packers... only one of the Packers, the Vikings won.
Exactly.
I think Vikings or Bears, if they both lose, if they both win, the Vikings know, okay, the only way we're getting in now is with a win. We can't lose and sneak into the playoffs. That's a different mentality.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
So you want it to be where they don't know anything.
Well, they don't know. Let's play in the middle when everyone else is playing, and let's just play the football game.
By the way, we're shutting down the scoreboards, the out-of-town scoreboards.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I would love that.
There are some teams.
I know.
There are some teams who are like, you know what? We don't want to know a single score.
That's right.
Don't put anything up on the scoreboard.
That's right.
Coaches tell the staffs, and this would, in this case, I don't know what the Redskins would do.
In this modern day and age, you're going to tell me that there's not going to be a kicker's backup that's not going to have his phone set up.
You're not allowed to have phones.
But he's the guy. But he's the guy. It's hidden in his sock. And, you know, he's got his buddy who's going to text him updates on the game.
You're not allowed.
No. See, and then he just disseminates it out to the position coordinators,
yes,
the position captains. And what they do with that information is up to them, and everybody knows except for the coach.
Probably.
So we've got here's the slate of games. We got one El Juego. We got five games of importance, three games of interest, and all the rest, 2, 4, 6, 7 nap games.
So you're
unprecedented,
telling me,
7 nappers.
Why are the Jaguars 2013?
There are a few typos. I did this very fast this morning after dropping my daughter at soccer practice.
I take it they're 2 and 13.
They're 2 and 13. Yes. If you notice, the 0 and the dash are right next to
right
each other.
Right next to each other, yes.
And the Chargers put in a closed parentheses after 6 and 9. And then you'll be current with me, except you will not have the lines that I have.
I don't need lines. I've already made my picks.
I like when Steven plays guess the line, but it's week 17. So guess the line in week 17 is a little dicey.
A little tough.
But it is fascinating that as I look at my picks and I look at this, I'm surprised how few. But the fact is, the road team is only favored in 3 games this week. Tell me what 3 games?
The road team I'm taking is the Baltimore Ravens.
You're taking the Cowboys too.
Yes, I am.
The three other road teams
that I'm taking.
Okay, the Baltimore Ravens, you say?
Yes.
Are not favored on the road.
They're not favored on the road.
No,
really?
Cincinnati 2.5. It's a Trisha special, upset special.
I see. The Houston Texans.
Houston Texans are favored on the road.
And the Green Bay Packers.
The Green Bay Packers are favored on the road, but you have missed one.
Who and which one would that be?
The Chicago Bears.
Oh yeah, that is my upset. That is my upset of the week.
There you
go. I should have said that. I forgot the Bills.
I know you're gonna have an upset of the week, but you know what? I like that one, Steven.
Yes,
I like it.
You taking the Lions too?
Not necessarily, but I like it.
Not necessarily.
Because I do have the actually the challenge game sits with you. Damn it.
Yes.
I'm losing, but
But you won last week.
I'm losing, but
so
I won last week.
I get to pick
it's
the challenge.
Steven's
game.
For screwing up, friends. I need a side out here. I need a side out.
You don't. Well, you're not getting a side out because
I need a break serve here.
I am going to go down with the ship.
The Cowboys, Redskins. There
if
it is.
You are taking the Redskins.
I am taking the Redskins, and I'm marking it right out. We did this out of the gate last week, and it worked out pretty well for me. We didn't even look any further than El Juego Grande. Look at that. Cowboys challenge game. Beep. Locked in. Lock and roll.
I'm going to go down with the ship.
Look, dude, the Cowboys have a very good chance to win this game. Now
yes,
we'll talk
do.
About the game. The Redskins are they're in kind of uncharted waters. I don't think Coach Shanahan fully expected to take a rookie quarterback and running back and say, we'll just waltz into the playoffs this year. He saw this as a two-year task.
Yes.
This year was to get to 8-8, hopefully. I mean, just if he's going to be honest with himself. Not what he's telling the public. The public he's going to tell all the right things to. No, we're in this to win it this year. If we're not going to be here for the Super Bowl, send me home. But the fact is, 8-8 would have been good for the Redskins. Next year, you look to win the division.
Right.
But they sit poised to win the division.
Poised.
Right now.
Poised.
Right now. Robert Griffin III. Almo, Alfred Morris, a terrific Redskins defense that has come a long ways. Yes, they have some injuries, as do the Cowboys, but who doesn't this time
as long
of year?
As the Cowboys don't go 28-3 down at half,
yeah,
they will win this game.
28-3. That put them.
They almost came back to win that game.
25 points. Yeah, they don't come back by 25 points. 24, sure.
Yeah.
21, maybe, probably. 14.
If
14?
Were, if there
unless
were,
you're an announcer,
if
you know.
If there were 3 minutes left in that game on Thanksgiving,
sure.
They come back to win that
no,
one.
Clearly. Mo had don the silver and blue.
Yeah. And I don't believe that this team will go down 28-3 this time around.
You know, I've got a high-scoring affair. I put the number in on ESPN's pick site as 35-31.
Wow, that's very similar because I had it at 34-28.
Okay, but you had the winner being different.
I had
the
winner being Dallas, yes.
Yeah, so we both see a lot of points being scored
absolutely.
In this game.
The
it
offenses
is Dallas's challenge to make sure that they're say they're 35 for Steven's case, that they're 35 come minimally 7-7-10-7. Okay, I don't know if that's 35,
yeah,
but it's pretty close.
Yeah, it's close.
They need to score in every quarter. They need to be consistent, for
yes.
God's sakes.
Yes.
Don't just play 60 minutes of football
absolutely.
And the Cowboys win this game.
I
haven't seen the Cowboys play 60 minutes of football in a couple weeks, and that was an aberration.
Okay.
Makes it an abomination. I'll be an abomination.
The Redskins, I think right now the Dallas Cowboys.
No Lilo humor
offense,
for you this morning?
No.
Wow.
Dallas Cowboys offense is humming.
Hum.
And their problems lie on the defense side of the ball.
Absolutely.
So the offense knows if we're gonna go anywhere. It's going to be on us on the offensive side of the ball. They're aware of that, and I think what Dez is doing right now is phenomenal. What Jason Witten has done, more catches than any tight end of the season has been phenomenal. So if the Cowboys get
DeMarco Murray.
Running game from DeMarco Murray.
Oh, that's where you're going.
Yeah,
I see.
DeMarco Murray has not been running the ball well lately, but if they get
how do you run the ball well when you've only been there a little bit? You know?
Yeah. Well,
and when your offensive line keeps changing, the guys that set up the blocks for you and make the holes to get you to the second level, those guys have been largely just revolving doors.
Yeah. If he gets 40, 50 yards in the first two quarters, that will definitely help the play action pass. And then I don't think the Cowboys secondary.
Worst thing that could happen for the Cowboys would be to be up 21-14 at the half.
I don't think that's the worst thing. I think they want to be up at the half.
Yeah, but they have not defended leads well.
But I think that this game may come to the point where
whoever
has the ball last
could be.
It's not that he's. I'm no longer blaming Rob Ryan. He's got seventh, eighth, ninth string players playing on the defense. 45th
pick players. He's got guys that yesterday were turning over garbage bins at the dump in Tijuana looking for food for their families.
Pretty dang close to it. Okay,
Starters now in the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah,
pretty dang close to it. I'm no longer blaming him. He has to play the defense that he feels he can play with the guys on the field.
I haven't said Tijuana in a long time. You say it. It's fun.
Tijuana.
Okay, you say it better than me because you're Mexicanly oriented, to quote President Bush.
But you know what? I disagree with Drew Pearson. I don't want them to knock RG3 out of the game because we know that commodity. We've played against it.
Steven's going the... Please don't bring Kirk Cousins into this.
Somebody we don't know. Somebody
we haven't seen him.
Right? We know we've played against RG3. We know his speed. We know what his tendencies are. We know where he likes to roll out. We know when he likes to run, how he's going to run. Why are we going to knock him out? We know that already. Let's not go bring somebody in that we haven't prepared for.
Do you wish the devil you know or the devil you do not
exactly.
know?
Exactly. The one I know, please.
Exactly. Steven, the impotent games, the games of importance.
Games of importance!
We're going to do our darndest to keep this to an hour because we still got family commitments. Okay, yes, friends? So we're at 21 minutes right now.
In the games of importance.
Bengals. Oh. We've got some humdingers here. And this is the
Cincinnati Bengals defeated the Baltimore Ravens for the first time ever with Andy Dalton.
Ever, 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 ever. Got that monkey off his back.
They got the monkey off his back with the Pittsburgh Steelers last week.
Yeah, I think
it's can you do it back-to-back weeks?
How the hell do you do that in 2 weeks in a row, get monkeys off your back?
Not going to
happen. I don't know how you get monkeys off your back 2 weeks in a row.
Well, I don't know how you do it to begin with, period. I've never actually had a monkey on my back, and I suspect that if it was like a little spider monkey, I could probably do it. But if it was like a bigger monkey?
My first move, Steven?
Yeah.
I'm going to assume a few things.
Okay.
It's a concrete jungle, okay?
All right.
You're going to assume some things.
Yes.
I do one of my favorite moves when I've got someone on my back, because I'm a big guy.
Yes.
So I run backwards and I slam into a wall.
Into a wall.
That's my best chance.
That's when the monkey, who has great reflexes,
what, he jumps on top of me
over to
and
your
I
head,
slam my head into the wall?
And you slam yourself into the wall, and then he
eats won't know it's coming. He's going to be so trying to get after me, being on my back. And I start just backpedaling like a mofo. Yes. Wow, wow!
That is the classic Andre the Giant in The Princess Bride.
Love that move.
Yes.
I mean, because really, being the guy who sized as I am with an extremely large torso, it's devastating. It's a crushing blow.
I didn't have to miss him, though, when he throws the rock and misses him by like an inch.
You weren't even nervous at all when I talked about my extremely large torso?
No.
It's all in the paws, baby. You got to sell the paws. Extraordinarily huge
knockers. Fair Brooker. All right, I've got the Baltimore Ravens. I don't think Cincinnati.
I got the Ravens. I don't
think the Bengals got. You know, the other thing is,
did you get your email from Professor Playoffs to explain the what's going on here AFC North?
There's not much that can change because of this game.
Well, that's boring.
They're locked into. Ravens are locked into 4. Bengals are locked into 6, mm-hmm. and that's it.
Ain't gonna change.
Doesn't matter what happens.
Ain't gonna change.
Win, nothing.
Then it's get ready for the postseason.
Get ready for postseason. I'm going to give the advantage to the Ravens.
I'm going to give the advantage to the Ravens simply because I think the onus is on them to take last week's victory
and keep the momentum rolling.
Keep the momentum rolling. Exactly.
Yes.
And now, are they going to have Ed Reed and T. Suggs on the field together? Is T. Suggs been ruled out until the playoffs?
I don't know that.
Okay.
I do know that they've activated Ray Lewis. He probably will not
play
in this game.
Yes, he will not
play
this. They actually have declared he will not play this week.
But he
obviously,
has been
unless
activated.
There's an injury,
right?
Because he is on the roster. He's on the active roster, so he's only in there in case of injury. But he's not expected to play this week because this game doesn't matter. But as Steven said, the Ravens need to continue to assert their dominance so that when they hit the playoffs, they're feeling in fuego because they're going to host a first-round game. So they need, and that's, you know, it gets to the, so here's the three
and you know
schools
who
of thoughts.
And you know who they're hosting?
I have no idea.
The Indianapolis Colts, because they're locked into the 5 seed.
Ravens, Colts, wild card weekend.
In Baltimore.
Yeah, they lose. Colts lose.
Yeah, I think so,
too. That's too bad. It but is. It was a fun run.
It was.
It was a fun run. We've written them off. Come it hasn't on. Even... We're 10 days away, and it's like over.
The playoffs hasn't even started. Thanks for coming. Yeah. It was fun to see you there.
It was, and it was exciting. It was a hell of a year.
But, hell of a run.
So
but,
here's the philosophy. There's three philosophies.
Philosophies.
There's three philosophies on how you handle yourself if you don't got nothing to play for.
Let's see, I took
week
Phil of
17.
Man, Phil of Bean, and Phil of Education. Those
but not
are my
philosophy.
Three philosophies of class.
Not philosophy. Philosophy.
Philosophies?
Philosophy.
No.
So you took philosophy of education.
Yes.
Philosophy of what?
Phil of man, philosophy of man.
If it's just say it for the normal people.
Phil of
philosophy
man.
Of
philosophy
man.
Of man, philosophy of being, and philosophy of education.
How are the philosophy of man and the philosophy of being different? Is being the divine?
Being more, yeah, more spiritual philosophy.
Okay. Well, okay, that's picking at hairs here. I mean, the classes could be fantastic because I believe you could study this stuff for the rest of your life, and it's interesting.
Yes, yeah.
If I did a PhD today, it would
funny.
Be in ethics.
You wanted me in your philosophy class because where my mind went was out there.
Outside of intro to philosophy, where Steven's annoying. Is this chair real? How do we know that we're here at all? That's Steven in intro to philosophy, where he's just damn right annoying. But it's when you get to the upper division philosophy classes that Steven actually does become more interesting and asks probing questions that do make you go, huh. And I love philosophy. Philosophy is an amazing endeavor. It's an amazing study.
Yeah.
I would do an ethics PhD tomorrow.
I told you I got thrown out of class once, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't mean to. I was being funny.
Not to the professor. Not to the professor.
No, she did not think it was
Wow, funny. A woman philosophy teacher. Yeah. That's unusual, and I'm not being sexist. I'm just calling it. Generally, it's the males that are drawn
yeah,
to that.
Yeah, and I
those
think,
endeavors.
You know what? And I should have known that. I think had it been Father McGuire or somebody else, yeah. I think I would have gotten away with it. But with Miss Evans, man, she did not like it at all. She did not think it was funny,
there you go.
And I got kicked out of class.
30-second movie review, Stephen. Les Mis.
Ah, brilliant. Best picture. Go see it.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman. My only complaint about Hugh Jackman, first of all, also best actor.
Yes.
Period. Don't need to see Denzel in Flight. I'm looking forward
Although
to seeing Denzel
Bradley
in Flight.
Bradley Cooper... Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Bradley Cooper was pretty good in Silver Linings Playbook.
Bradley Cooper was very good in Silver Linings Playbook, but he danced. And that actually detracts from your overall score for best
really?
Actor. Yes, it's been there's a mathematical formulation where if you actually dance in a movie, it takes about 5%.
John Travolta won when he danced in Pulp Fiction.
That's how... Wow, that was good.
Yeah.
That was a badass movie, though.
It was.
Silver Linings Playbook is a great movie. It's not badass,
it
okay?
Is. No, well, yeah, you're
it's
right.
It's not. It's right. So entertaining.
I just think his scenes when he loses it with his mom and De Niro.
Oh, man, those are trouble.
Yeah.
What book was it that he was so frustrated with?
No, he was trying to find his wedding video.
No, he was frustrated first with
the
book.
Oh, the book, yeah.
That was hilarious.
He wakes him up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Because he hates the end of a book. He's pissed off at... I want to say it was Fitzgerald.
I
the
forgot
Great Gatsby,
what it was.
But
no,
it wasn't.
It wasn't the Great Gatsby. It was
wasn't.
Not that. I forgot what it was.
But he hated the end of the book, and he wakes his parents up to yell at him. And what a stupid book!
Yeah.
Good movie, but Les Mis, simply amazing. But unfortunately, Hugh Jackman looked a little too much Wolverine by the end of the movie to me.
In the middle.
It creeped me out.
Me,
no,
it was
when
in the
he's
middle.
Dying... When he's dying and his hair is starting to get pretty shaggy.
Pretty crazy, yeah.
And he's dying there. Oh, did I give away he's dying? Everybody dies, okay? It's a sad story.
Well,
if you didn't know that, then...
Not everybody.
Look, everybody dies. It's like a Shakespearean tragedy, okay? Don't go to Romeo and Juliet and go, wow, so much death. Wow.
Coquette... Colette. She does not die with Maris.
No, that's Cosette. In the sequel. They save that for the sequel. Where we kill off the rest of them. Then RDAs do not die, and yes. They should die.
What?
the Tenardiers. Oh,
come on. You can't kill off the only comic relief in the whole movie.
It was genius.
The whole musical.
I must say.
Helena Bonham Carter and Borat. Just the guy that played Borat. Brilliantly cast.
Fantastic.
I told my wife, after there's just way too much sadness for me. Way too much.
See, and that is probably. I didn't know how much you were crying in the movie. We were sitting right next to each other. I didn't know how much you were
probably
crying.
Probably why I have not enjoyed the musical as much as she does.
What if you grew up in an emotionally repressed home?
There's just too much sadness. Is that what it is? So you don't feel the sadness as much?
It's not that you don't feel it, it's that you're not allowed to. There's family rules against feeling sadness. And as a result, I read like Where the Red Fern Grows 10, 11 times when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
Because it was the only place I was allowed to cry was in stories.
Okay.
And so your wife and I both are drawn to Les Mis because it is a place where it's okay to cry.
I see.
It's totally appropriate to cry because it's tragic.
It is. Too much sadness.
And it's beautifully tragic, and it's amazing. And I think that Russell Crowe was miscast. He was terrific, but his solos, that was the weakest part of the whole movies. And that is just because the other performances were so good.
They were, but I've also told Trisha, and this is just my personal opinion, that I believe that Javert's two solos are the hardest songs to propel the story forward.
Yeah, they're key songs for moving the story.
Right.
Because they take place in several different locations, and the advantage that you have in the film versus the stage version, unless you think I've already seen it on stage, I don't need to see it, totally different. So much more personal, extreme close-ups, and that you can change locations in the middle of a song and therefore help the audience along with the story.
Right, correct.
So much easier to follow the story here on screen. And then they added the song between cassette, Colette, as Sacha Baron Cohen calls her. So funny. They never messed that up in the stage version.
No.
So I'm pretty sure he improvised those lines of screwing up her name as he expresses his deep love for
Sacha
Colette.
Sacha Baron Cohen. Let's get his name right.
Sacha Baron Cohen as he expresses his deep love for Colette. I mean, cassette.
Coquette.
Croquet.
It's cassette.
I mean, cassette, right? We love her. She's like a daughter to us, this Colette.
It is
but
good
it's
stuff.
Go see it.
Even, you know what? I was actually a big proponent of, you know what? See the stage first. If you're going to see a stage first.
No, I say see this.
No, you don't really have to. And this is for you, Mario. I know you're listening. You can go ahead. I had told you don't see the movie before you see a stage, but
go see the movie. And I'm looking forward. I'm going to see this in a few weeks. Maybe I'll take Trisha by, and just the two of us will go.
Yeah.
Because I will see this a few more times on the big screen. Yeah. There's going to be an IMAX release.
Yes.
Which will be impressive. Yes.
No, I think I want to see that just for the opening scene.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was
funny. I might get cold.
You can't do that on stage.
I might get cold during that opening scene. What if they went 4D and spit water at you? That'd be nasty.
Wow!
You're there
cold
in the IMAX.
Salt water! Look down! Oh, what was that? Look down!
Stop
it! Salt water!
I paid how much for this? All right, so we both got the Ravens.
Yes, we do. Let's move on because we're not going to get this in an hour. Bears and Lions. This is a must-win game for the Chicago Bears if they're to have any hope of getting into the playoffs.
It's a must-win game for the Detroit Lions if they're to have any hope of integrity.
Yeah, and I am oddly enough
drawn. Why the hell are you taking the Lions?
To taking the Detroit Lions in this game. It's their final game of the season. And I suspect that this is a game where they're going to try and get Megatron 2,000 yards.
They are.
And he's going to eat up the Bears. And I don't think the Bears are going to have an answer for them. And the other thing is the Lions have played the Bears close because they get after Jay Cutler.
Uh-huh.
And if Jay Cutler gets knocked around, the Bears struggle.
In the jungle, the mighty
and that is why
jungle.
That's the only reason. If this game were in Chicago, I'm taking the Bears. But it's in Detroit.
Detroit.
And in Detroit, they've been playing some pretty good football, and that's why I'm taking them.
That's a really good case that you're making there. Yes. They are 2-5 at home.
But I think all of them, I think they lost the Texans. They lost in the final seconds. They lost to the Colts in the last play of the game. I mean, they're 2-5, but it's not like they were destroyed at home. They weren't.
They're 2-5. They're not 2-5.
There you go.
Such a huge difference. I'm taking the Bears simply because the Bears have to win.
You said you were only taking two road teams.
I said that, and you inferred an awful lot from that.
I did. Well, that's one.
Maybe we just know the two because we just did the two.
Yeah. So the other one, I think, is the Packers, then.
If you were paying any attention, we agreed on the last game.
That's what I'm saying. And this is the first. You said you're taking two road teams.
There you go.
And you're taking the Bears. That's one.
And
I would say the Packers.
We just covered the other one.
Oh, the Ravens? You took the Bengals.
I did not take the Bengals.
Well, let me scratch you off.
My goodness gracious sakes alive.
I'm sorry.
I got the Ravens.
I don't know why I got you down for the Bengals.
I just talked about how the Ravens have got to play with this swagger that they established finally. New offense coordinator because they're making a playoff run.
You're taking the Vikings over the Packers?
Do the math, friend. I made it really simple.
Okay.
My picks are all before you right now.
Wow.
Therefore, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
So I can wait a minute. I'm changing my challenge.
No, you're not.
The game is not, it's not over. I didn't know we were that many games different.
I said I had two road teams, assumed that we were similar.
You've got
on them.
The Bears. I've got the Lions. Let's move on.
As a little pause here, I want to give some quick NFL weather.
Yes.
Okay, because it will be cold/damn cold.
Yes.
In a lot of places, snow in western New York, chance of snow high of about 20. That is -5 for you Brits out there. Chance of snow in Foxborough and everywhere else, just cold, damn cold. San Diego, chance of rain, high of 55. So that's the only weather. It's just going to be cold, but there should only be snow in the New England, western New York area, chance of rain in Southern California.
All right.
Okay. What did Claire tell us to bring? The thing that's just a
sweater.
Make sure you're wearing a jumper.
Yes, your jumper.
Your jumper. This just in. Breaking news.
Elliot Harrison just posted his predictions for the week. And
he's an idiot, so what?
Yeah, but he's taking the Cowboys, and so now I'm annoyed.
Now
he hasn't taken them like all year, and he's taking them this week.
Very, very good.
That it's time for their Week 17 slide to come to an end.
Whee! Slides. So my daughter, when you guys are watching the Rose Parade, which everyone in the world will do, when you see the Honda Corporation float and the little helicopter in there, she did the underneath side of the right wing.
Was it covered with seats? Or did she look like Cindy Lou Who in Whoville from How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Well, she was wearing her little stocking cap that goes over the ears and hangs down, which made her look like a who.
Right. And then the plane kind of looked like a little who.
The float does look like a Dr. Seuss kind of float.
Yes.
And Kara did the underneath side of the right wing with some seeds.
My daughter did sand and crushed flower petals
like sand through the hourglass
on the same float by
Honda. So look on the Rose Parade for the floats that our kids worked on,
because it's all organic.
Everything is organic and everything is done by largely volunteers.
Yeah,
which is the coolest thing about the Rose Parade, besides the fact that you need to get out here some New Year's Day.
If it wasn't so cold last night, I would have gone to help.
I couldn't have been happier. I made a fire. I used my Christmas present from my loving sister and brother-in-law, which were two beautiful crystal scotch glasses. And I sat with a three fingers worth of scotch, a little dram, my book, Les Mis. I'm into the second volume of the book.
Okay.
And I had a fire in the fireplace and played some Handel.
Well, earlier in the day, all the ladies had gone
to tea.
And then my daughter was gone float. So while they were got to tea, I have not had the opportunity to just be.
Isn't that amazing?
And so I curled up with my blanket because, ironically, over the last several days, I've been cold. I'm never cold, but I've been cold. So I wrapped up in a blanket. I watched the original Batman with Jack Nicholson. And Jack Nicholson as the Joker. And I loved it.
And Danny DeVito.
No, that was the second one.
Oh, was that the second one? Yeah, I say that because the Friends episode with Danny DeVito as a stripper was on last night. Oh. I watched that right before bed.
Yeah, that's
funny. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, he starts coughing and stuff. Yeah. All right, so Jeff and I, we already differ on three games.
I've got the Bears.
Right off the bat. Boogie, boogie, boogie. Three games,
boogie,
just
boogie,
like
boogie.
That.
You got the Bengals.
No, I've got the Ravens.
So do we differ on three games?
Oh,
the
no.
reality testing here in the Rave Cave is remarkable.
We are.
His brain has gone cold.
All right, we differ on two games. Texans at Colts.
Chuck Pagano will be head coach of the Indianapolis Colts for the first time since week one.
That is why I am taking the Houston Texans.
And I'm taking the Colts simply because Chuck Pagano is coaching for the first time since week one. And
game
no matter what happens.
Means more to the Houston Texans. They need to win to stay the number one.
To guarantee number one.
Yes. Colts do not.
Look, the fact is.
Colts are stuck with the number five seed.
If the Packers lose to the Vikings, which is entirely possible. Entirely possible. Why am I talking about an NFC team versus an AFC team?
I have no idea.
Scratch that, won't you?
Okay, I will.
Scratch that.
Gone. I've got the Houston Texans. I think that they know. They realize that if they got any shot in the playoffs, they have to stay at home throughout. They have to have the number one seed.
Denver would have to, like, lose to the Chiefs. I mean, how are they going to screw up the number two seed here? Houston.
No.
Or is it
if Houston
keeping
loses,
the number one?
It's keeping the number one that they want. But a loss could get them.
So it's the Patriots sneaking back
in here. A win guarantees them one. A loss, because they've lost to the Patriots, would push them all the way down to three.
If the Patriots could beat the Dolphins.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Tom Brady's not playing. Okay.
So the Texans with a win are assured of one. With a loss, they could go as far down to three. They don't want to do that.
The Texans have nigh won in Indianapolis.
Nigh. That was another time, my friend. There was someone by the name of Peyton Manning quarterback.
He was
in that
a
team.
Bit of a difficult maker for them. but you know what? I still think that there's enough guys on that Houston Texans team that when they walk into the Indianapolis
arena, they're
going to
say, it's about time we take this place down.
I hate this place.
Yeah.
That's what's going to go through their mind. Then what happens next? You and I both know they're going to walk in here. I hate this place. No good memories in this place.
Yeah.
Then it's, I'm going
to
kick its ass.
It's time to start building some memories.
See, my thing is they're going to say, I'm going to kick its ass. Then one thing's going to go wrong. And somebody, enough
and
guys
one
are going
to. Thing leads to another.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jeff. I think they go in there. They know this is, look, we have had no success in this building. It's time to start making some new memories.
All the emotion.
And if we don't lose this, we could be number three playing Wild Card Weekend. Let's go take care of business.
Okay,
they will take care
of
business.
The reason that the Colts win is because the emotion of this season has all been Pagano.
Yes.
And now he's here.
He is.
So this, you don't think they've been pacing themselves at some level for this emotion?
Pacing?
You don't pace emotion, but when you know, let's say you know that someone is going to pass away soon. Grieving then is a gradual process.
Yes.
Okay, then they finally die. So with this is good news. You've been pacing yourself for hopeful good news.
Yes.
And you've been, let's play hard for coach. Coach is here. Now we want to show him everything we can do.
Yeah, they
and that's
used,
what they do.
They used a lot of that emotion.
They have.
The first week.
But they have a little bit left.
When they beat the Packers.
They have a little bit left here.
After Chuck was gone.
Mark my words. The Texans are favored by 6.5 points.
I am marking. That is correct.
And I like the Colts here. I am one of the few people in the world who like the Colts here. But hear me now and call me stupid later.
Texans know that they've worked way too hard to go from the number one seed to the number three
seed.
In
one of the more fascinating fixtures in the games of importance, the Eagles, 4-11 at the Giants, 8-7, morning game on Fox.
This could very easily be a nap game. Because
oh, sure.
Vikings win and the Giants might as well. This
game's
for nothing.
But it's a 10 a.m. game.
It is a 10 a.m. game.
Therefore, we will not know.
We will not, because the Vikings
Giants
don't play.
Damn time. Well, better win.
You know what? It's funny because I heard Eli Manning say, and he said, and I'm paraphrasing. That's not what he said.
No,
I'm paraphrasing. What he said is, he said basically, look, it's disappointing. that we did not handle our own business.
Didn't.
And now destiny's not in our own hands.
Not.
But what would be more disappointing is if all the other things that we need fall into place, and then we still can't take care of our business.
We didn't take care of our business.
Right. So he's not even confident going in against the Eagles, is what I'm saying.
Michael Vick will be back.
Michael
under
Vick?
Center.
Oh, no. The biggest giant killer?
Yes.
Michael Vick.
You know, for some reason, the Eagles like playing in New York.
Yes, they do like to play in New York.
Steven, and this is the real conundrum here.
Can you imagine the Giants losing this game and falling to
8-8
on the
season? You started the season, what, 7-0, 7-1, 7-2?
They were at one point.
It was crazy.
6-2.
It's crazy. And you cats stumble to be 500. I've got the Giants winning this to make the evening games vastly more entertaining. Michael Vick, look, the fact is, the book's written on him. He has a lot to play for, Steven.
He's going to be auditioning for a job.
He is, and he knows it.
And he knows, Arizona, here I come. Arizona, here I come.
What's the next line of that song?
I don't know.
Okay, strong.
Except that they... Strong. Okay, I didn't know I had to come up with the entire song.
It'd be helpful just to have another verse.
Another line
to it. Or you just make up a song.
I see.
Right back where I started from. Open up your golden gates, California.
Arizona,
here I come.
Because that's where
open
he might be.
Open up that London Bridge. Arizona, here I come.
Will you take me to the London Bridge? I mean, it's here.
4 hours.
It's 4 hours away. We should
You're
go see
You're the one
it.
Who has plans with the kids in 15 minutes.
Yes.
I don't have plans.
You
my
don't.
Kids are busy. My daughter is hiking, and my son is busy sleeping.
So what are you doing the rest of the day?
Probably pulling out a book.
Go to the
light
movies
the fire,
with us.
And getting out the other scotch glass, which is a little lonely, and putting a few fingers of scotch.
To go to the movies
what
with
are
Uncle
you seeing,
Jeff.
Madagascar 7?
No, we're not. I don't even know.
You don't even know what you're going to go
Rise
see?
I think Rise of the Guardians.
If you saw The Life of Pi, I would go.
You know what? Elena and I want to
but
see
Emma
that.
Would sleep through
but
it.
But Emma would be like, yeah, it's a waste
I
of
I just
eight
slept
bucks.
Through her money on Christmas yeah, night. She was so confused when she woke up.
Yeah.
It was,
she
where
was
the
a,
F
where
am I?
Where am I? Yeah, she did have that where am I look. How did I get in here?
I mean, she's laying with Uncle Jordan, so she's happy.
Yeah, she was.
She's
she
got
was
big
quite
uncle that she adores, and she's laying in his lap. But where am I?
I was a little bummed. She didn't
make
stay
it
awake for
24601
Sky.
Oh, Castle in the Cloud.
Castle in the Cloud. Yeah.
Did she 24601 at least to understand why your dad's so dumb?
I think she did. Why I'm so dumb?
Well, Jordan says, you know, they only do the 24601 thing like once.
Yeah.
Like yeah. Well, Steven makes it so that it's like every other song. Like, no, it's just, it's a big moment in the film.
It is.
And
it's,
in the story.
In the story. He, you know, he reveals himself.
Do you realize in the book?
I would you have revealed, would you have revealed yourself?
He has been through, first, it was no easy decision, Steven.
Of course not.
Talk about a dark night of the soul in the book.
Yeah.
He actually threw all of his belongings into the fire at one point, including the candlesticks.
Wow, okay.
During that night, because he is so torn apart. He was like Steven. He's on fire. He's got the window open, and it's snowing outside.
Yeah.
His soul is on fire.
Right.
And he is so tortured. And Fantine didn't come to his mind until like 3 o'clock in the morning. He was worried about his own survival.
Right.
And then Fantine, and then he's like, oh, God. He had just decided, I'm going to go. And I'm going to save that man's life because he should not go to the guillotine, to the gulag for me.
For me, right.
That's not fair. So I'm going to do it. And then Fantine came to his mind. Oh, crap. All the best laid plans of mice and men just go out the window there.
Yes,
and obsession will be your worst enemy. They'll be obsessing over Adrian Peterson and his numbers, getting him his yards. And look, Leslie Frazier wants one thing, to win the game.
Yeah.
He don't give a rat's behind about Adrian Peterson's record.
Yeah.
He gives a behind about getting into the playoffs, Steven. And the fact is the Minnesota Vikings have a chance.
They do.
As long as they have a chance, they're going to throw the ball and let people buy the ball. Oh, Adrian Peterson's going to get the record. That's why you can... I'll take your dollar. You will not take my dollar. That's what I see. You make it sound like it's an impossibility.
No, you're saying
I
that
just told you why.
You're saying 125. He'll get 125. He needs 208 to break the record.
Yeah, he ain't getting there because Green Bay is going to be so focused on shutting down the run, 8-9 in the box, that they are going to forget that Christian Ponder is not a bad quarterback.
He's got nobody to freaking
He's
throw
got
the ball
Kyle
to.
Rudolph and his mom, okay? I understand
okay.
that.
Okay, Kyle Rudolph. The tight end.
Look, is Percy Harvin's outage costing this team dearly?
Yes.
Yes. Potentially a playoff spot.
Yes.
But I believe they're in the Minneapolis Metrodome, the most horrid stadium in the NFL. The Packers go and do not do what they need to do, which is to be balanced.
I am going to predict this. This I guarantee. I don't guarantee it because, you know. It's difficult to guarantee, but I will tell you what I am seeing, something very similar that happened just a few weeks ago when the Green Bay Packers hosted the Minnesota Vikings, okay? The Green Bay Packers won that game in week 13 on December 2nd, just earlier in this month, 23-14, okay, Jeff? Uh-huh. They won the game 23-14, not by a lot. But in that game, they allowed Adrian Peterson to rush for 210 yards.
Yeah, that's not
going to
happen
today. And I'm going to tell you that Adrian Peterson will run again for 210 yards, break the record, and the Green Bay Packers will still win, just like they did 4 weeks ago.
Here's your second dollar.
I did not put a dollar on
Here's
that.
Here's your second dollar. And no, I'm going to give Steven's betting me a dollar that Adrian Peterson's going to get more than 175.
175?
Yeah. So when he gets 120, I get $2. And you're out of dollars, chump. Okay.
But when he gets 210, I get both of yours.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and he'll
I
be a new record holder.
And
but you know what?
Who will
the Vikings
be happier
will
for him,
lose.
You or me?
Me.
A little bit.
I've been cheering for him the entire time.
Dude, you've been cheering for him his entire career.
That's true.
And so have I, but you like him more. I acknowledge that.
Okay.
And I like him a ton. And the fact that you like him more says there's a lot of love here in the Rave Cave for
AP. There is a lot of love for him. I think it is going to be similar to just 4 weeks ago. Adrian Peterson has a great day. He's brilliant. But the Green Bay Packers still win the game to ensure they stay in the number two seed. That's all they care about.
Okay,
that's
Steven,
all they care about.
We're coming up on the hour, which is what we said, and yes. My daughter just texted me, and I've got a chance to take she and her best friend to lunch, which is fun,
okay.
If we can get out of here in the next 20 minutes or so, all get right. There across town. So
well, let's
get to the games of interest,
well,
shall we?
We actually agree now all
we
the
do.
Rest of the
so
way.
So we'll talk about these games of
interest.
Now, these games are only interesting because there's still playoff things involved. With one of the two teams.
Like the Miami Dolphins at New England Patriots.
Patriots need this win so they can get to 12 so that they have a reasonable chance of having home field advantage. That's huge.
Of catching the Houston.
They know this is huge.
Yeah.
And so they are favored. By the way, in our games of interesting note here, more than 10 points is the line for the home teams. 10 points or more is the line for these home teams.
For Patriots, Niners, and Seahawks?
Patriots, Niners, and Seahawks.
It's because they're playing Dolphins, Cardinals, and Rams.
There you go. So we don't expect these outcomes to be surprising, but they're games that you got to pay attention to, and they happen to all be late games. So it's kind of unbalanced. There is four the games of importance. Okay, let's start. El Juego Grande, Football Night in America, NBC. The next four games are morning games, games of importance. Ravens, Bengals, Bears, Lions, Texans, Colts, Eagles, Giants. All morning games. Get yourself to a BJ's, Buffalo Wild Wings, where you can see all four of these games simultaneously.
Let's do that.
Let's go to the new BJ's and sit at the bar. They've got a beautiful big screen with
a
quad box.
Buffalo Wild Wings, guys.
They didn't give me any money or free stuff.
Oh, okay.
So BJ's, where we're working. Dude, 50-foot old bank ceilings. 50-foot ceilings. It's really cool.
Okay.
And the bar is very nice. Anyway, I say we do that too. So that's the morning. Then the only must-see game in the afternoon is Packers-Vikings.
Yes.
So that makes it really simple for you. These others you should pay attention to in the afternoon slot there. Dolphins, Patriots, Cardinals, Niners, Rams, Seahawks. The home team will win these games.
We've got Patriots, Niners, and Seahawks.
Yeah, it's look, the 49ers are favored by 16.5 points.
Because they're playing the Arizona Cardinals.
Isn't that cool?
The Seattle Seahawks will be Arizona Cardinals fans, though. They could use a Cardinals win. Because with a Cardinals win and a Seahawks win, guess who wins the division?
Me?
The Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, damn it. I thought it was me.
No, you don't win. You don't ever win a division. So then, can we just say, agree, we've got Patriots, we've got 49ers, we've got Seahawks, games of interest.
To quote Jean Valjean, may I say, we are agreed.
Good, we're agreed.
I love that because greed, you know, there's a double entendre there going with agreed and greed from the Thenardiers. Now the nap games. Hip bang is the nap games, baby. There.
Nap games.
Here we go.
Bucks and Falcons.
Bucks and Falcons. I got the home teams in all these. Falcons.
You must declare your team.
On the air, declare.
Bucks and Falcons. Falcons.
Falcons.
Jets at Bills.
Bills.
Bills. Jaguars at Titans.
Titans. Titans.
Panthers at Saints.
Saints.
Browns at Steelers. Steelers.
Steelers. I'm texting my daughter.
Stop texting.
I've got to get them walking towards lunch so I can meet them there.
Where are you meeting them for lunch?
The Habit.
Okay.
The Habit. Grilled ahi.
I would join you, but I don't know what that is. So.
They have good burgers.
Chiefs at Broncos.
Broncos.
Now, this should have been up there in the games of interest because the Broncos need the win. Yes, it is the Kansas City Chiefs, but I'm moving it up, I'm telling you.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It should be a games of interest. The Broncos need the win.
Okay.
I know it's just the Chiefs.
So do the Falcons. And the Falcons,
no, the Falcons
Bucks
don't need
isn't
a, win.
A given.
Falcons are all done. They're number one seed. They are done. They are number one seed. They cannot move.
That's true.
Broncos, they can move if they lose this game.
Okay, we're
moving. Now, they're not losing. But,
it's the Chefs, dude.
But that's, the Seahawks aren't. Seahawks can lose to the Rams at home.
16 points.
You know, so, what, the Niners were 16 points on Cleveland?
16.5.
There you go.
Okay, they so it is. It's now been moved up. Congratulations.
Games of interest.
We now have four games of interest all at 125. And they're all double digits.
You know what? I think because there's going to be so much going on with Sunday Night Football, and I'll be writing during that game, I may nap for these afternoon games.
Wait, the Cowboys play in the morning, right?
No,
it's tonight. No, they play at night. So you'll be writing during that game. I thought you were never mind.
Yeah, no. Your boy and Nick, I think, are coming over. And you're more than welcome to join.
But you'll be writing.
But I will be right.
And they're Cowboys homers. Huh.
It's going to be a house full of Cowboys. And we'll probably be jumping on you, and you don't like that. So,
Nick
but
gets
I'm just
really quiet during Cowboys games.
Really?
Because he gets nervous.
Oh, does he?
You know, there's different things people do when they get nervous. Some people talk
Jordan's
a lot.
Jordan's going to be wearing his
Des Bryant jersey.
No, Miles Austin. Nick's going to be wearing Des Bryant, and I'm going to be wearing
D-Ware.
Tony Romo.
Oh, you're going Romo.
I'm going Romo.
You're not wearing D-Ware.
Not D-Ware. D-Ware's hurt, man.
Okay.
He's going to play in the game.
He couldn't use your strength?
He can't use my strength at all.
Wow.
But
Should I wear D-Ware?
If you want to.
He
no,
can use my
you're
strength.
Bad juju. You got bad juju. No.
Screw your juju.
No, you've got bad juju. You're cheering for the other team. You picked the other team.
I picked them, and I suspect that they'll win. It's the challenge game, so I'll definitely be cheering.
It's
Robert
not
Griffin
the challenge
the third,
game.
Baby.
It's not the challenge
Bull
game.
Crap. You
I
said
get
so.
To declare.
But
I
you
get to declare.
Said.
And I've got three other games now.
I might change those.
Okay, well, then there you
to
go.
To be Mr. Miranda. Isn't that dumb that somebody would say that?
What?
I may change them then to make this be the challenge game? That's not a fair way of doing it.
Why?
Now that it's now
that
the
is smart.
Shoe is on the other foot, I believe.
Do it. I would do it.
I don't approve of doing
that. You don't approve
that? I don't approve
okay.
of it.
Don't
I don't approve
it.
When you do it.
Okay.
And hence the reason I have an opportunity to do it,
yes.
And I don't want to do it.
Okay.
Because I am not a hypocrite. Now, mind you, hypocrisy and inconsistency are different.
Yes.
If I say what I'm doing is wrong and I tell you not to do it, yes, that's not being a hypocrite. That's being inconsistent morally.
Yes.
If I say it's okay for me, but it's not okay for you, that is hypocrisy.
Okay.
Just to be clear, people get this confused.
Yes.
And we started this with ethics, and we're going to end this with ethics.
All right, there you go. Well, go ahead. I if that's what you want to do to lock in.
We haven't finished the games.
Cowboys, we have. Oh, Raiders at Chargers.
Thank you. Chargers.
Chargers. So there you go. So there are four games we differ on.
I have three, so remind me of the fourth.
Cowboys, Redskins.
You have Packers? Oh, yeah, you have
Bears, Lions, Texans, Colts, Packers, Vikings.
Got it. I've got you marked under my skin. You should, if you had any cojones, you would just take your team.
I would but just take
don't.
My team. But I don't.
You think
you know
your
what?
Best challenge game?
There's so much riding on that game already. Do I really want to tie it into
Heap
our
all this
challenge
on top
game?
Of it?
No.
Come on, people.
And so I do believe the Green Bay Packers will not let their number two seed get away from them. And so that is what I will make right. the challenge game.
I really do see in my mind an overemphasis on Adrian Peterson's record on both sides of the football, on the Packers mm-hmm. and on the Vikings. But the Vikings, Leslie Frazier knows one thing. I need this win more than right. anything in my career.
Yeah.
And therefore, we must throw the ball. And everyone's going to be looking at Adrian Peterson. That will give us opportunities with single coverage. And Christian Ponder is not a bad quarterback.
He's been bad when he's been asked to throw a lot.
He's not going to be asked to throw a lot. He's going to be asked to throw more than people would expect.
Right.
Adrian Peterson, less than 30 carries.
Yeah, I would say 25 to 30.
25 is what I see in my crystal ball.
25 to 30.
That leaves 30 passes out there.
Yeah.
35 passes. And I think we're going to see some surprises, some breakdowns in the Packers secondary because they're going to be having a lot of guys playing up.
All right. I disagree.
All right.
Because what the Packers know is, look, this guy ran for 200 on us last time.
I just want you to promise me this. You will go back and listen to the recording and just say, well, I really did pretty much say that the challenge game was, you know, was the Cowboys Redskins. I pretty much did
at the
say
beginning
that.
Of the game?
Yeah, at the beginning of the show, yeah.
But we didn't we never locked it in, or at least I didn't.
Yeah, I did.
And okay, you did, but I get to pick the game. So I didn't lock it in.
I locked it in.
Okay.
Because you were so confident.
Yes.
That you knew what games we were going to pick.
The challenge game's usually decided at the very end.
It always is,
and
but it wasn't
decided,
last week.
And it's decided.
It wasn't last week.
You were the one who got the pick.
And so
it
I
was
figured,
your
why
pick.
Not 2 weeks in a row?
Because
I mean, it's working out great for me.
Because it's my pick.
It's working out great for me.
Of course it is. But my pick says Packers.
Challenge
will,
game is Packers-Vikings. That is an afternoon
Vikings.
Game on Fox. Make sure you tune in.
And that way I can just enjoy the Cowboys game. And if they don't somehow win,
so Steven will get this up ridiculously soon. Look for us on Sky Sports News tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Probably the regular time at 8:45, where we should be on with the lovely Claire Tomlinson.
Ah, it's Claire's turn.
Claire's
she is
week.
My friend.
Yes, she is. She's a good person. Besides
People,
the fact that she is a Spurs fan.
If we don't get back to you before the new year, have a happy new year.
Have a very happy
Stay
new year.
Stay safe. If you're
you
going to drink.
If you drink and drive, just know as far as rants and raves are concerned, you're a effing idiot.
Yeah. Don't,
okay?
Don't
and you're not our friend.
Drive.
You're not our friend.
Drive.
If you go and get a car, have someone else drive, hire a taxi, you are a Rants and Raves good guy.
You are.
Got that going for you.
And you want to be a Rants and Raves good guy.
If you're a designated driver on New Year's Eve,
you're
a Rants and Raves good guy.
Yes.
Be a Rants and Raves good guy. Don't be that other guy.
I will not be drinking and driving, and I will not be a designated driver because I will be at home.
Will you?
Yes.
You've decided? So if I want to see you, I have to come here?
Yes.
To the house?
Come to the house. We're
going to
blow off fireworks.
Oh.
We're going to pop fireworks at midnight.
No. Oh, and if you shoot a gun on New Year's Eve to bring in the new year, don't be that guy.
Yeah, don't be that guy.
Spend the night in jail. I hope you get caught. Bullets don't just go one way.
Yeah.
When you shoot it up in the air, guess what? It comes down.
It's gotta come
Every
down.
Year somebody gets injured by bullets.
Yeah.
Every year. Don't be that guy.
So we're going to shoot off a couple of
Piccolo Beats, Noisemakers, a little boosh.
Booshes.
Maybe we'll boosh over here. I don't know. You know, because we're leaving the next morning for Yosemite.
So you're leaving on New Year's Day.
For Yosemite.
Wow, okay.
It's going to be so beautiful. They've had so much snow this week.
I know, but it's going to be cold.
Dude, Yosemite in the winter. That's on my bucket list.
Yo no quiero cold. Can I go to Yosemite during the summer?
You should go during the spring. It gets a little warm during the summer.
Okay.
This Yosemite is beautiful year round.
Yes.
And I have never seen it in the winter, and it's on my bucket list because it's one of the most beautiful places on this planet. Uh-huh. And to go there with snow on the ground.
Does the geyser still geyse in the winter?
That's Yellowstone.
Oh, I thought that's where you're going.
Yosemite, El Capitan.
Oh, Yosemite is with the big.
You got the rock.
Yes.
You know, you've just think of the Ansel Adams picture, okay?
Yes.
The valley, Yosemite Valley.
Right.
It's the most beautiful. I think it's the most beautiful landscape on Earth.
I've got two different places mixed up
in
my head right now.
You're thinking of Yellowstone.
Yes. National Park. Yes.
National Park.
You've been there. You've been to.
No, I have not.
You've not been to.
I've never been any further east than Spokane, Washington, as far as the
north. Spokane.
As far as the, I need to get all the way up. I want to get into Banff.
If you're in Washington, please let me know. Is it Spokane or Spokane? I need to know these things.
Send Stephen the answer to questions he already knows. Stephen at RARN.net.
So, Jeffrey, I wish you good luck. Because we only differ on four games, you will not be able to catch me in the overall season standings.
I'm not worried about that. This has been a bad season for me, and I've just accepted that I'm not good at picks this year.
That you're not picking them right.
It's just not working out this year.
Just know
congratulations
that
to our listeners.
If I win this challenge game, it will be very difficult for you come playoff
darn
time.
Darn near impossible. Too few games.
And so you better be cheering for the Vikings like nobody's business.
Like nobody's business. You know what I'm saying? Now, I want to give a little bit of love to people who are doing really well in our weekly Pick'em pool.
Okay, give
them
love.
I'm trying to, Stephen, but the button's not loading right now on my page.
What do you mean it's not loading?
The weekly Pick'em button.
Oh,
so you got to go in and you got to give a little bit of love quickly.
Well, quickly, I will log in. And I'd like to thank, or we would like to thank, in the standings, right now, we should say that Nacho
He's won 2 weeks.
He's
go
won
down
2 weeks.
To the overall.
And then the overall. Will you just let me finish?
Not. I'd rather not.
All right. Tied for first place with 164 picks on the season, leading me by three, is Jimmy Griff and Mad Kiwi.
Jimmy Griff Corn and I don't care. James Griffin Corn and I don't care.
Jimmy Griff is James Griffith. And Mad Kiwi is Justin
McFarland. John Clay has 163 right. Tim Hussein, 163. David M., 162. Ben Hemmings, 162. Ed Franks, 162. Good job, guys. You guys have been outstanding this year.
Jeff cannot catch you, but I will this
Steven
week.
Determines.
Because I'm going to be perfect. I'm all 16-0.
There
Steven's you go.
Going to be perfect.
You've heard it now. And if I'm perfect, Jeffrey, what does that make you? Imperfect?
The dumbest man alive.
I'm Stephen Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis.
This is man. This has been, you know what, I was going to go out with 24601, but because apparently, since I only make it sound like that's the only song that's in the musical, I won't.
Thank you.
Because there were a lot more songs.
Turning through the years.
We're out.
Wow, you left that on a bad note, and you did that on purpose. That was spiteful. Hurtful. Hateful. And nobody's grateful.